I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You are listening to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 4, hosted by myself, The Last Skeptic, with very, very special guests, Catherine Ryan and Michael Payne. The Thanks for Trying podcast is unadulterated, unscripted, and recorded live and extremely, really, really fucking drunkenly in front of a group of my mates in my front room in East London. As usual, it gets really, really sweary and just a little bit crude. Thank you to the producer of the show, Seb White, and big, big thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Broker's Gin. Enjoy. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode four of the Thanks for Trying podcast with my very special guests, Catherine Ryan and Michael Payne.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we do like a really boisterous hip hop?
Yeah, boy.
What up,
yeah, son?
E5, represent. I see you.
Yo,
E8.
To the girl in the front row. It's out to you, though. How you doing?
I'm very good. I'm trying to roll at the same time as talking, and you know, men can't multitask. I'm trying to do it in front of a woman as well, so you're probably judging me right now.
No, I'm not. I'm rolling with the homie.
There's a lot of pressure right now. If you don't do
so
it well,
much.
This is going to be on record as
Michael
Payne.
I love that you
Payne.
Think drugs are going to impress me.
No, I don't. I just hope my rolling technique does.
Oh, okay.
Like talking at the same time as rolling. I hope that impresses you.
Does drugs not impress women? Because I think I've been doing it wrong.
You impress women with drugs?
That's pretty much it. That's how I do it.
Do you know what really does not impress me? In this country, you mix cannabis with tobacco.
It burns better.
And then it's like spitting in a Canadian's face.
Right.
It burns better.
Yeah.
What's this festival in Canada, right? Is it Shambhala? Where every drug is like fully legal.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I heard about this. My boys were playing at, and they were like, listen, you just go to the woods and you can bring anything with you that you want, whatever it is. And you can just take it in the woods for like a weekend.
What? Do they have any statistics on how many people die at Shambhala? There's a guy at Tea in the Park whose job it is to walk around with a stick and roll people over if they've passed out face first in the mud.
What?
Yeah.
That's his job.
What's the name of the job?
Just like, I don't know, like mud roller.
Producer. Producer.
Yeah.
Whoa, shit. You know what? I played at Bestival one year and I had a show on Bestival Radio. And one of my segments was festival casualties. Mm. So I went at 5 a.m. and I walked around the festival just going around interviewing people that were like fully laid out on the floor, fucked out of their minds. But asking them really, really complex philosophical questions. You know, talking about Jean-Paul Sartre, talking about the meaning of life and everything like that. And it was definitely less hilarious than it sounds. It was definitely like...
That's a shame.
Probably not as a funny segment as I thought it would be at the time.
I feel like if you stuck with it, and edited it, you could come out with something really funny from that.
It sounds like a hoot, mate.
You're like Billy on the Street.
Who's Billy on the Street?
It's really good. It's a segment from Funny or Die. It's a really good comic, Billy Eichner, and he just runs around, Billy on the Street, and he asks people questions. They play really fun games, but you'd have to see like the specific games.
And he plays games with drunk or fucked
no,
up people?
No, just people on the street. Like games, and he'll give them prizes, but also he'll have famous people with him. Like he'll have Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And he'll run up to people and go, who is this man? And they're like, I don't know. And he's one of the highest paid film actors at the minute, but nobody knows what he looks like. And the game is just, nobody knows.
I don't know what Chris Pratt looked like.
Exactly. Oh, come on, Guardians of the Galaxy. And also, I used to watch Parks and Recreation. So, okay. I'd be a nerd.
Is Chris Pratt in Jurassic World?
Yes.
Right, yeah, that's Chris Pratt, isn't it? Yeah.
I hate Jurassic World, but I love it.
It was the shittest film.
I thought it was great.
It didn't make any sense. Like, there were so many issues I had with that film, all right? Don't get me started, but I'm starting.
Start.
So, all right, issue number one. I'm a big fan of logistics, all right? Okay. This is what I do. I like things to make sense logistically.
Right.
It pleases my weirdly mild OCD mind. When that big dinosaur escaped, spoiler alert, when that dinosaur escaped, it took a lot longer for it to run than when they went to go feed it, when they drove over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So there was a big like discrepancy there.
No, the dinosaur was like, ooh, this is new. I've escaped. And it was like being true. Careful.
Yeah. Because it's like...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It ran in a straight line to escape.
True.
But then once it gets out, it's like, you're just... If I escape from prison, for instance, in fact, when I escape from prison... This must impress you.
Yeah, I'm impressed now.
When I escaped from prison, I didn't just run straight home. I went Selfridges, looked around. You got to do window shopping. You got to blend in. You can't just run straight home because they're expecting you to do that.
They want you to do that.
As the crow, you're going to go virtually as the crow flies, isn't it? Straight to, you know, the first relative. But you don't do that.
Well, okay, maybe that makes...
And that dinosaur's smart.
Maybe that appeases me slightly. Okay, number two. The lead lady in the film, she was wearing high heels. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not very good running away from dinosaur wear. I wouldn't be doing that.
But we know how, you know, it's sad to say it, but we know about the sexism in the workplace and, you know,
there were investors coming to wear heels.
But this film was more sexist than the first Jurassic Park. And it was like this woman was being punished for having a career.
Yeah.
And she couldn't manage anything. Oh, she couldn't look after her nephews. She couldn't run away. She is the lead of all the marketing for this massive park.
It's true.
How did she get that job if she's got
no organizational skills?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really annoyed me. And also, he lived there. He just lived in the park amongst the dinosaurs.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
You know, reckon it was rent-free?
I really hope so.
Because there's a lot to be said for male privilege if he was living rent-free. And she was, you know, just like struggling, having to wear heels. You see what he wore to work?
Yeah.
See what she wore to work?
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
It's a piss take.
Just saying.
She worked in the office.
There's always the risk in your contract that dinosaurs are going to escape. The last thing you want to be constricted by is a skirt suit.
It's true.
But I don't know why more women don't stab people with heels.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Because I feel like they're a weapon if you take them off.
Have you ever stabbed anyone with some heels?
No, but I have fantasized about it.
Okay.
Not yet.
I've thought if I was in a jam right now, what would I do? Throw my heels like boomerangs.
Okay, cool. But they wouldn't come back.
No, like
just go straight into someone's eye.
Not a boomerang, but it's like a little round
shuriken,
spiky thing.
A little ninja shuriken. Star things.
A ninja star.
Right. My other problem with it, this is quite a big one, was that everyone in the film was saying to each other when the dinosaurs escaped, get back, get behind me. That's what Chris Pratt did. He didn't run away from the dinosaurs, mind. He just literally went, get behind me. And that was it. And he would literally run just slightly behind something and then tell everyone to get behind him.
But he saved the day, didn't he?
I mean, he did.
He knew dinosaurs.
It annoyed me just as much as how in the new Star Wars, everyone's jogging everywhere all of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know who keeps giving this park insurance.
Yeah.
Because you need insurance to open a theme park. And we know what happened in Jurassic Parks 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And 3.
It's true. It's almost as if they hadn't seen Jurassic Park 1, 2, and 3.
Sounds like a good idea.
They're the biggest grossing films of all time.
I'm in.
Chris Pratt's character. What's the film that's made you most angry in recent times?
I don't watch films that make me angry. So like the Oscars, it's like gay Christmas. So a lot of my friends will be completely into all the films and they watch them all, but I don't like to feel anything. I don't like to be moved. And so a film like Room, for example... Yeah. With like Brie Larson, looks amazing. And it's about this woman who's captured by a man and she has his baby and they have to be together. She raises this boy in a room and I don't know how it ends because I'm never going to watch it because like I know what that's about. I don't want to feel that way. I have very little time to myself. Why would I sit in a room to be sad?
That's a good point.
It's a really good point.
I always think the same way about horror films.
Yeah.
Don't watch horror films. Mm-mm. I don't watch them. Why are they there?
Because road is horror, though. You know what I mean? I go to film to escape, fam.
No, I can't. I can't live having to have all the lights on, having to like watch a Disney film before I go to bed, like not being able to walk past the local cemetery for like a month after. Yeah, I just, it's inconvenient. The horror films cause inconvenience more than anything.
Have either of you seen the film The Descent?
Mm-mm. Is it a horror film?
Yeah.
No.
Now that film like fucked me up more than any other film I've ever seen.
Surprise.
Like it was a bunch of like ladies that go, I believe it's called spelunking, which is such a great word anyway. If you know, they just like go down into a cave and explore or whatever. And they go in there and there's just a bunch of weird looking creatures that just start preying upon them and, you know, chasing them around these caves. And they're quite weird looking alien fucking things and they're really fast and whatnot. And it's so fucking scary. It's like pitch black in a cave, you're being chased around. But again, logistically, I had so many issues with this film because I was like, how did they get down there? What were they feeding on when there weren't humans?
So your videos make total logistical sense then?
Yes, 100%.
You always explain.
Yeah, everything.
Your scenes.
Everything makes sense.
Okay.
Have you seen any?
No, no.
No, I was going to test you on them. Yeah, yeah, true.
I'm not going to pick apart your videos. Like, well, in this one.
On this podcast. Fuck, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to look back at the last one where I work in a chicken shop and then I kill Jordan from Rizzle Kicks. And I fry him and serve him to my customers.
He does.
And it makes sense logistically, all this.
Yeah.
I guess he's the one you would kill.
Yeah. He deserved it. Out of anyone that I know, he deserves it the most.
He's really sweet. I did Let's Play Darts for Sport Relief with him.
That's right.
Sweet boy.
Did you win?
No.
You're not good at darts?
No, I'm not.
I've never met anyone that is.
Yeah, you've got to be like really drunk and about like 26 stone. And it's the sport where none of the athletes look like athletes. And the man who won the world championship, he was amazing. His name was Andy Fordham. He was so cool. And he'd won the world and didn't remember it because he'd had 73 beers that day. And he only could remember it by watching it back on telly.
What?
And then he decided he needed to like change his life because he was like, oh.
Start playing snooker instead.
But he still plays darts, but he doesn't drink anymore.
How do you have 73 beers and still stand?
I don't know. But they started like right in the morning.
Right.
And this is what all the experts kept telling Jordan and me. They'd be like, oh, well, you need to be drunk to play because you're less nervous. You just throw it then and it's
cool.
Good.
Throw it to the audience. Yeah. Like, it's totally cool. Don't worry about it.
Sober.
Yeah, you just need 73 beers.
Is there an
beers.
Arrow pointing you which way you have to throw them?
They just turn you around like pin the tail on the donkey.
Go. Don't worry about it.
I played darts quite a lot in the office at radio at FUBAR.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hit the bullseye a few times.
Okay.
But statistically speaking, it doesn't make me good because I've probably thrown about 500 darts.
And that's not what you want. Bullseye's not the best.
Really?
Is it not?
No, annoyingly.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Because I kept trying for the bullseye. They have like rings and what you want to get is 20 on the rings. 20,
it lowers
triple
your score,
20.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is like golf. You know where golf is like, you got to get the lowest handicap.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And really annoyingly and un-PC, it reminded me of something that really weirdly happened today that probably makes me seem like a really bad human. But since all these podcasts is just a therapy session anyway for me, I'm going to tell you.
You're a cunt, you said.
I am.
That's your MO.
That is
part of your charm.
It's on my CV.
So don't apologize for being a cunt. If you're a cunt, you're a cunt. Tell the story.
That's a good point. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for legitimizing
it. You're welcome, cunt. I like that word. Sorry, we're not allowed to say that.
When Canadians say it,
and when women say it,
it's fucking amazing.
I know, but we've reclaimed it. It sounds really nice. It doesn't bother me.
It's fucking great. I love the word cunt. And when I go to America and I say cunt to Americans or Canadians, it's just,
no, we don't even have that word. We don't even say it.
People are very upset.
No.
Oh, fair play.
That you will have to leave a room even though, if you say the word cunt.
I say it a lot less. I used to say it very freely.
What made you stop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's where you have to say, I started thinking about women and how much I respect them.
No, because the thing is...
I don't respect women.
I'll use the word dick, prick, asshole, any body part in equal measure.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I am attaching a negative association to the word cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will call someone a lucky cunt. If you win the lottery, you're a lucky cunt. It's as simple as that. Like, and it's true. If you win the, if you win the lottery, English people say you're a lucky cunt. Yeah. But if you
because there's do bitterness and that's very English.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well done, man. You're such a lucky cunt. You are a really lucky cunt.
But then if you, you know, if you... A nonce would just get called a cunt, innit?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True. Etymologically, it's measure. Yeah. Like, but also the N and the T makes it...
It's,
I mean?
It's harder, innit? It's just the C.
Oh, it's a lovely word. Yeah. I'd definitely get it tattooed on me.
Maybe. So I interrupted.
Oh, sorry. So I was in the supermarket earlier, and one of the big ones in Hackney. And...
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big, big baller going to Tesco. And I was at the checkout. As you do when you go to the supermarket. And
I don't, by the way.
You have the speedy
aisle exit.
I like to literally grab it, run.
The self.
Don't go straight home.
Self-checkout.
And then there was, I was just checking out all my stuff, you know, all my nice vegan-related stuff. And you know, I'm not vegan, you know, trying to be healthy post eating buckets of cheese in America. Good. And there's this big dude, really big dude, just like tall, big, and he's standing behind me in the queue, puts his stuff there. I'm just like not paying attention. I'm just, you know, headphones in. I say what's up to the lady, the checkout lady. And then this girl, this autistic girl, walks over to the big guy and goes, "Why are you crying?" to the big guy. And then like we kind of stop what I'm doing. I've stopped like packing away my stuff. And the checkout lady looks over and she's paying attention to the situation. And he turns around and goes, "Oh, that's so sweet. I'm not crying. I've just, my eyes water sometimes, but that's really nice of you to ask." And there was this really beautiful exchange of like between this autistic girl and she's like, "Oh, but you look like you were crying. And like, are you okay?" And he's like, "No, I'm fine. It's fine. What are you doing here? You're in school." And she's like, "No, I'm at college." And he was like, "What are you studying?" And all of this stuff was going on. It was such a beautiful moment. And the checkout lady was really preoccupied. And I was just stood there going, "I really, really want to go. Can I get my card back, please?"
I don't find that like, you're not going to go hell for that.
You just wanted to go, innit? Sure?
No, you just wanted to go.
I had a good fight. I had a good like 20 seconds of being like, "Yo, this is deep, man."
No, I think if you
big up yourself, listen, this is really sweet and everything, but the almond milk ain't going to drink itself, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who's autistic would understand your need to be somewhere on time.
It's true.
That's like,
you stayed for a bit.
I was in it for a bit.
You get me? I think that's all right.
I was.
I think it would be if you felt like you ought to stay.
Oh.
That you'd be kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
Patronizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Good point. You. Yeah, maybe he was patronizing by asking her what she did at college. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Maybe I should have stepped in.
Like, "Don't bother, mate. You don't care.
Mate, come on now.
Like, I'll show you what crying looks like."
Yeah, exactly.
Kick his ass.
Tell her about you. You should have told about your business.
You know what I mean? Why don't you ask me where I'm at college? Like, what's wrong with me? So, Catherine, I met you recently.
Yeah.
But I met your sister first.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's really well. She's good. Back in Canada.
Whoa.
She was here because we were filming this short film for Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be about my family, but I wanted to put my real sister in it. I just thought that was a cool thing.
Perfect.
An extra layer. And she did a great job. And now she's gone. And we'll see her again for like a year.
Oh, shit. So you don't go back to Canada?
No.
Canada.
Canada, right?
I think that's what it should be called.
Canada. Some people call it that. That's
really?
Fine. Yeah.
Cool. Sure.
Is that like Londinium?
Londinian.
Yeah, is Canadia the
traditional name?
Yeah. Was Canadia a thing before and then did it become Canada after? Then again, it must be like really new, so it's probably just Canada.
We're so new. Like that, yeah. If we have any building that's like 20 years old, we'll knock it down and build it. It's like no culture there, really.
Mm.
You guys came
apart from like the Canadian Mountain Police, they're pretty...
There are Mounties. I don't know where they are, but... I lived in Toronto for a long time. We just had like regular policemen.
Yeah. Big up Drake.
Big up Drake.
Regular listener.
In the six. My sister hates Drake.
I know. I had this whole... Bear in mind, I was hanging out with your sister.
Is
like,
that
all
what started
day.
It? Okay.
We were talking about Drake. And then, yeah, we just talked for like 6 hours.
On the way home in the car, she was just like dragging Drake for no reason. I was like, what?
Does she hear too much of him in Canada, maybe?
Well, the thing is, in Canada, Drake... was in one of our very popular sitcoms called Degrassi High, and he played Wheelchair Jimmy, and he had this career as an actor from the time he was really young. And he grew up in Forest Hill, which is a really nice area. Yes, he's from a single parent household, I think, but he was always earning a nice wage. And so my sister's beef with that is that he's like, oh yeah, come up from here and there. And my sister's like, no, no.
Start from the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. You started from the upper middle.
Yeah.
And now you're there. Do you guys like Drake?
I don't have a problem with him.
Yeah.
I like him as a character and I like some of his songs. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of his like music and stuff, but like there will be a song that comes along that I really do like.
Yeah.
But I haven't got like, I don't like buy his albums and stuff. But I do like the way that the way that he is, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like the way that he kind of is represented and represents himself on social media, especially. He understands social media, and I feel like
I like how he fully represents being a London roadman now.
Yeah, like that gives me a joke as well. He's all about like trends, whether it's like jumping on one and making it bigger or starting his own. He's all about that, and I respect that in it. Do you know what I mean? I do actually respect that.
Yeah.
Minus sometimes, the like purporting to be involved in things that he clearly isn't and probably has never been. Like, whatever in it. Do you know
He's a
mean?
Great entertainer. Like, and this is what I said to her is that I could play a whole DJ set in a club and play all Drake and it would go off.
Easily.
It would be fucking insane.
There
He's
is
got
a night,
so many
Drake
songs.
Night in London.
Yeah.
My favorite night in London is called Hard Cock Life.
Okay. Excellent.
And it's a gay night. Mm-hmm. And they play hip hop. It's
Whoa.
A hard
And what,
cock happen, life.
What happens in the hard cock life?
Nothing. It's just like hip hop, really fun, but it's a gay night.
I got kicked out of a gay club one time.
No.
What happened?
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
In fact, no, both of us were smoking a zoot.
Smoking in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
What's banging a zoot?
Smoking a spliff.
Cool.
You know what?
Hard cock life, lighten up.
I went to heaven once with a female friend of mine because someone I know is performing, doing a PA at a singer I was working with. So I went down and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna wear like pink. I'm gonna go in, right? I had these sick like high top Nikes, you know, pink, like sick, and I had this shirt with like pink shit in it. And I was like, yeah, that's it, you know, I'm going in. Cause like all my life I've always had more attention from like, you know, gay dudes than I had from you know, in the street as such than from ladies. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go, I'm going in, yeah. I'm embracing this shit, yeah. I'm gonna be one with my people. And I go in there with my mate and we're dancing and whatever. And the one time I just don't get any looks at all. And then I realized at the end of the night, I went, you know what my problem is?
Because you wore pink.
I've gone as a 1995 gay person. And my problem here is that it's 2010.
Yeah.
And things are different. Cameron happened.
You were the wrong era.
You know what I mean? I was the wrong era
you
of gay.
You turned up Carlton Banks.
So I totally failed. So
Plus
even
I think gay guys like a guy like you, like
a bear.
I don't know what it's called. You're not a bear. You're
no?
kind of like an otter.
An otter? What the fuck is an otter?
Yeah, they're named after different animals,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah. An otter's like furry-ish.
All a man wants to know is an otter a giver or a taker?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
But I know that, I don't know. There are certain, like some of my gay friends really like a straight guy who is in, has some like swagger about him, like a little hip hop something. And it's really, I don't know, like it's the same as guys are like, ooh, lesbians. They're not interested in you, but it's like a thing if you can get lesbians interested in
you. Right, right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
So
I think
it's a challenge.
The same. I think.
Right, yeah, I get it.
I mean, I'm upset that I'm not a bear because I quite liked that idea.
One day, maybe.
But now I'm quite happy that potentially I could be an otter.
Yeah.
Because I really like otters.
Otters is good.
What, so should I go back dressed head to toe as an otter?
Yeah. Yeah, holding Again. Hands with another otter on your back.
Okay, cool. Yeah, falling asleep holding hands.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Get a little paddling pool.
Oh, my God. A massive fur coat.
Where was I? Yeah, in Taskmaster, I was there. And can we talk? We probably can't talk about
it. Yeah, no, it comes out June 21st. And I think you can't really talk about who wins or any of the tasks specifically, but...
I don't remember any
Well, the
of that.
One task we can certainly talk about is each of us had to bring a dinner party guest.
Mm. Right.
And that is how you met my sister. And
it's true.
There was not a lot needed of you guys. I was really looking forward to seeing like what you might pull
out.
You
know what I mean? I got the mic, I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm going in. That's it. I'm going at Greg. I'm going in for everybody. I got beef. Let's do this. And I was like, and then I stood there and I got outstaged by a dog. upstaged. Ugh,
the worst dinner party guest I've ever seen.
Who
by
brought
the way.
Yeah. As a dinner party guest?
Richard Oz, member, a Great Dane.
It's fucking huge.
And its tail could take you right out. I mean, yeah. This was a huge dog and we had dinner. It was a nightmare.
It was really upsetting, if anything. But the most hilarious thing was...
trolling.
Yeah, it was. The most hilarious thing was there was a bodybuilder. Really, the biggest guy I've seen in my life. Yeah. Like, this guy was wedged, like, fully.
Total bear.
And a real bear.
I love that we've got those classifications. Yes. We've had to picture him a bit more now.
He was super wedge. And so we're walking in, like, and I'm like, oh, lovely to meet you. And then this guy comes in, wedge guy. And then we're chatting. I was like, oh, bruv, sick. Which gym do you go to? I was just making small talk. And then, not that I ever go to the gym, so I was just trying to make small talk. And then he's like, cool, yeah, getting on. And he goes, oh my God, is that a dog? Yeah. And I went, yeah. He goes, I'm so afraid of dogs. And so I was like, it's okay, man. I'll stand between you and the dog, like, if that's a thing.
Chris Pratt.
I'm Chris Pratt.
Oh my God. This become all makes
your worst
sense
nightmare, bro.
Stand behind me, he says.
I did. That's exactly what I did. I did the movement of like, get behind me, guys. So how many dogs do you have?
I have two little dogs, a Tibetan spaniel and a little teacup Yorkie. Because I have a daughter, because I'm a single mom, that's why. Like, I always say, if men have a job, like, I think about what I need a man for in my life.
Yeah.
And I really come up nothing. But I would love for a man just to walk in every once in a while and be like, hi, no more pets. And then, like, fuck back off to the pub. Like, that's because I was a six-year-old girl, like, a minute ago. Mm. My daughter's a six-year-old girl. And so, like, we've had hamsters and bunnies and we have a cat as well. I don't like cats. Nobody likes cats.
I've got a cat here that's my housemate's cat. That's my housemate's cat. I fucking love cats, but my problem with Pepper.
Can you love a cat though?
No.
What I love about cats is that they don't love you.
That's
and
the
this
thing.
Is what I love about. This is what I look for in a girl. The pure hatred. They're like, love me. No. Well, maybe if you're feeding me, you know, maybe if you're giving me food, I'll love you. You know, that's what I like about cats.
My cat was raised by dogs. So, you know, because we had the two dogs who are lovely, quiet, you know, they're fine. And then the cat, and I keep it really clean. So you wouldn't know that I have animals. It's like not like a crazy lady's cat house yet. But the cat came in last and she's cool. Like she'll wrestle with the dogs and act like a dog. And she's really lovely cat.
What's her
but
name?
I still hate Sarah Pasco.
Sarah Pasco.
They named after the comedian. Okay. Because my daughter likes Sarah Pasco. I said, what's it like?
Sarah Pasco is all Sarah.
And it's a boy. No, Sarah Pasco. Yeah. Sarah Pasco, get down from there. Sarah Pasco. Yeah, I said to my daughter, what's it like being the world's best comedian's daughter? And she was like, well, if Sarah Pasco was my mommy, I would tell you. Amazing. And I'm like, she loves Sarah Pasco.
Whoa. And what are your dog's names? Please tell me that.
Something just similar. Dolly and Manny. Oh, okay. No dogs. What? And then we had
named
rabbits.
After the famous comedians.
Yeah, Dolly and Manny. Yeah. Do you have pets? Do either of you have? Well, you have this
I've got Pepper, who's a fucking bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just so upsetting because like my entire Snapchat feed is just me going up to Pepper going, hey, Pepper, hey, Pepper. And they're looking at me and running away.
That's not a good Snapchat. It. But you guys tour a lot, so I guess you can't.
No, I don't think I've ever been inclined to keep animals, to be honest.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I just think I'm too lazy for it. Or you're right, at this sort of moment in time, I'm not around enough to look after an animal, whether I'm sort of on the road or just doing stupid meetings.
Like well, I just, if they were, you know, I would just give the cat a cigar and a bottle of gin and an Uzi and just say, I'm going for 2 weeks.
You can take it. Taylor Swift has this cat called Olivia that she carries around. What do you think of the Taylor Swift?
She probably also has a private jet, though.
She has.
True. Yeah.
Would you guys bang Taylor Swift?
Nah.
Yes.
Not my type.
Not your type?
No.
The world's most powerful woman. She's eclipsed Beyonce financially.
Beyonce's not my type either.
Get out.
Honestly. Nicki Minaj is more my type than both of them.
And Nicki Minaj is hard work.
Yeah. But that's why. That's why she's your type. No,
that's the thing. I'm not assuming that I'd get all the hard work. We're talking about banging.
So you want to bang her? And I'd bang
her.
But
that was what the question was.
I'm talking bigger picture, I think.
I would, you know, I'd take Taylor Swift to Butlins.
Butlins? Yeah. Taylor Swift would not go with you to Butlins.
Yes, shut down Butlins. Oh, my God.
She would not.
She seems like the type
What's
that
the other
would
one?
Go to Butlins.
Center Parcs. I would take Taylor Swift to Center Parcs. We'd go on a fucking bike trip.
Okay, well, she'll wait for you at Soho Farmhouse with Millie McIntosh, and you can, like, pick her up on the way home.
Millie. Yeah, no, Soho Farmhouse. She wouldn't want Soho Farmhouse.
Everyone wants Soho Farmhouse. Listen, really? They
I
will
do
bring
see a lot of Instagram pictures.
No, no, that's what. No,
and you know what? They have a sign when you come in that says, "Do not tweet that you were here. Do not tag us."
And then everyone's there.
They don't know what they're doing. Hey, like, they're genuinely saying that is so like quixotic. Like, you, do you really think that people are gonna?
I really love that you just said quixotic.
Yeah, that's really I think what nice. They don't want you to do is be like, "Hey, I'm having lunch next to Take That at Soho Farmhouse," and then.
But they know that them. 1 out of 10 people are going to though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That said, though,
I fully did that every time I DJ there. Like, I'm fully like, yeah, and what? Mm. I DJed at the Coachella Soho House pool party. Yeah.
Cool.
And it was so sick. It was like by a lake. It was by a fucking... So I just played Coachella that day and then I went and did the this thing after. And they had free barbecue, which I was most interested in.
For real?
By the way,
I'm more interested in that than Coachella.
Way more. Listen, I'm only anywhere for the catering. That is it. That
Tell
is
us
only,
more about this barbecue. What kind of flavors?
Everything.
Was it like a dry rub or a marinade?
Listen, they had ribs. They had fucking steaks. They had mini steaks. They came out with burgers. Also, they had a help-yourself ice cream fridge.
Of course they did.
Which is a really good touch. And non-stop cocktails being served.
Help
blah,
yourself.
Blah, blah, blah.
I won't help myself. I'm a member of Soho House.
Yes, someone is bringing it to me. All right.
I don't even dress myself or drive anywhere, motherfucker.
Do you know who I think
you
I am?
Chew this ice cream and spit it into my mouth. Yeah. Get me a glass of water so that I may dash it in your face.
Baby bird me. Yeah, that's what I want, pretty much. Why is baby birding not a fetish? Sorry, we'll come back to that.
It probably is.
So I was there, like, DJing. I'm by a pool. I'm by a lake. I've got a lot of mixed emotions.
It's an infinity pool.
Whoa.
That's what that means.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. So I'm stood there, and I'm playing, like, a West Coast hip-hop set. Because every other DJ plays fucking, like, bait house shit. And I'm like, you're by a pool in fucking California. Why are you not playing West Coast rap? You know what I mean? So I just go in with 2 hours of just like, you know, classic shit, you know,
California, super, like
of,
that.
Of course.
Knows how to party. Cool.
I'm in. I was hoping you'd continue.
You don't want
that. It's a good rendition. Good.
I really fancy myself an incredible rapper and you don't want to get me started because.
How many drinks will it take for you to rap?
Like none. I wake up rapping.
What's your favorite rap song of all time, would you say? If possible.
Of all time?
Mm. What's the one you find yourself reciting all the time, even when it's not on?
I really like Nas. I think if Nas could pick a beat, he'd be Jay-Z. Ooh.
Do you think, okay.
Whoa. What? See, that's a real... You know what? I am impressed by that.
Thank you.
Because you're going to... You might be really upset at this, Justin, but like, I honestly think past Illmatic and a lot of great beats on I Am, Nas isn't the best at picking beats.
No, mate, I'm not going to be...
Because even Aoife was a shit beat. So,
it
anyways,
really was.
I agree with you. Agree.
He's incredible, right. Though. Nas is
he's fucking amazing.
So talented.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah. Fucking hell, Aoife was a shit beat, wasn't
really
it?
Really shit beat.
But why?
Yeah.
Who was like, go ahead and do that?
How did that inspire you?
Yeah, to write a sick diss against Jay-Z. Come on now.
He must have written that to something else.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, he wrote it to a beat that he couldn't have. So he's like, I'll just give me something. And they gave him anything. He's like, fuck it, I'll stay over this.
See, I don't know the politics. That kind of... Does someone tell you? Does your label go, we really want you to do this or that or what?
No, I think with Nas's level, he could pick whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
See, your industry feels to me like a really scary one where people are like prisoner of their label. Mm. And I don't know at any level if you can...
Yeah, the major labels definitely... I mean, you've had this experience... With
Mercury. Which became Virgin EMI.
Yeah, and they, you know, but I definitely have this with a lot of acts that I work with on majors where they're just like, yeah, we can't use this because we have to use pretty much exactly the same production, but by someone who's paid 80 times as much as you.
Yeah. Mm. See, comics don't have that. We really don't at any level.
Mm.
You go out and say what you want to say. Kevin Hart is saying what he wants to say. He's not got Live Nation going, no, Kevin Hart. Like, we just do what we want. And then I read about some of the politics of music and I'm like...
Comedy is so much more pure than...
Some music is pure, but it's like it's not allowed to
be. I know, but comedy by definition pretty much
is...
You're very rarely going to get a comedian not saying what they want to say.
Kanye is like a comedian.
He is.
More than a musician.
He is.
I feel he feels he had to be.
Yeah, but I love his, I think rants. Gold Digger is still one of my favorite songs. I don't care. It's so much fun and it's really funny. It's full of punchlines. People sing along to it. It's really fun.
Is that the song you wake up rapping?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because you never answered.
I want to get to the bottom.
Nas, like probably Nas.
Right.
By Rule the World.
Oh, okay, cool.
Big tune.
Yeah,
all right,
good,
cool.
good.
Fine. And I really like Lauryn Hill growing up a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's perfect for me.
I mean, it's just so sad that she hasn't come up with anything past Miseducation. Like, I feel like maybe there's a beauty in that just being a project in its own time, but I still wanted something else.
What's she doing? Didn't she get pretty pissed off for a while?
She got like
she went to prison for a bit, didn't she?
For tax evasion.
Oh, tax! Yeah. That's it. All right,
I'll take her to Butlins.
I'll take Lauryn Hill to Butlins.
I wouldn't take her to Centre Parks. I feel like she wouldn't like cycling.
She wouldn't like the roof.
Too many white people.
No, it's taking away your freedom. That roof. Is the Centre Parks?
Is everything inside that roof?
Is that the one? With a dome? The one with a dome, anyway, I wouldn't take her there.
Why?
Because she'd feel like she was being locked in again. You know?
Flashbacks.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
I like
this is going to be one, when I was in Nam kind of moments. Have you taken your little one to any of these ridiculous places?
Yeah.
Forced fun?
Yeah, definitely. We just got back from a Park Dean thing.
Where is that?
It's like, it's called Ho Seasons, so it's like Center Park's okay. Butlins. Yeah.
Tell me more. I'm a rapper.
In
Ho Seasons.
Ho Seasons.
Alright.
All the hoes down and we were such hoes. It was like it was Mom's Gone Wild. It was super fun. We went fishing, we fed the ducks.
What?
Sucked a lot of dick up there. No,
of course. We did it. Where else would you do it?
Weymouth. I was the Weymouth of the group. No, we just went down there. Because I actually wanted to go to LA because Violet has half term and you're like such a prisoner to these schools. They don't let you take your kid, the kid that I watched, walk out of my body. I don't own it anymore. I have to send it to school even though she doesn't want to go. I was like, oh, do you want to go? We'll get like a cabana at the Roosevelt Hotel. Like I wanted to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
And she was like, but my friendships. And I was like, so we went to Weymouth.
I'm guessing her friends came with.
Her friends came with. Right. And it's good. Kids just want to play like Lord of the Flies and be together and run around and collect pine cones. And then the dogs can come. They did kid things.
And then not even remember who their friends were at that time, 10 years later.
Well, I think they do. I think I remember holidays like that.
Yeah.
Like, did you do any camping? In the gang.
I don't think I did ever camp.
No?
I mean, I'm sure my parents will listen to this and be quite upset at me lying if we did camp.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
You don't remember camping? You'd remember?
I don't think... No, the only memories I have of camping are just being really fucking high at a festival.
Right.
And then being really cold and then really hot.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with tents, man?
Same with
that's going to be my stand-up comedy bit.
Your problems with the solar system.
I camped once in school, not with my parents.
That's cool.
No,
a school camping trip?
I hate camping.
You don't cherish those memories with your friends making the tent?
I feel like we've come too far as like humans and built amazing edifices and great structures to be sleeping in fields. Why? Why bother? That's what I think. That's genuinely what I think. Why would
sense.
Yeah, that's literally.
It makes total sense. I love
going
it.
Going back years.
Well, come on. I mean, Aztecs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was never a time for tent. No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying there was never a time. We made pyramids. Come on now. We don't need to stay in tent. I agree with you. But just, I'm saying
visit
there was never
the field,
a time.
Yeah, by all means. Fish, do your thing. And then go and sleep somewhere decent, because you know you're not comfortable there.
Yeah,
you know it's not good for you. Maybe it's good for you. I don't know.
No, I get that. It's there's no weekend.
Just, everything about it is nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I just can't camp.
You know what? The worst thing for me about festivals is shitting on other people's shit. You know what I mean? That is the worst. You go in there,
I don't do that. I get like a nice Yurtel. That's what you want. Yurtel. Yurtel. They are available at all festivals. They'll give you like an actual cabin with your own toilet. Let's not mess around. Like, we've come too far in our lives.
For real.
I'm with you. There's no weekend where like you beat your wife and get polio. Like, we don't want to go back to the ways.
We've come too far as mankind. Not even necessarily in our lives. We've come too far as mankind to be doing that.
There's no excuse for camping.
No. Thank you. If I was in on room 101, that would be the first thing to ever go.
That's
camping
good.
Would go.
Frank Skinner, isn't
it? Yes. Who's a genius, by the way.
Absolutely. I think a comic genius, definitely.
He really is.
Was that Paul Merton that used to do it? That was when I used to watch it back in the day.
Was it Paul Merton?
Wasn't
there someone before Paul Merton?
Go.
They're just going younger. Like it was a baby first.
Someone else used to do Room 101. I don't want to say it was Angus Deaton.
We will figure it out. No, he did Have I Got News.
Wait, you did Have I Got News the other
week. Yeah.
How was that?
So good. I love Have I Got News for You.
I haven't even seen it yet. I need to watch. I mean, I've seen the show. I haven't seen your episode yet.
Yeah.
What was the funniest thing you said on Have I Got News for You?
Stuff that got cut out.
Whoa. What got cut out that I can keep in the podcast?
Oh, God, I don't know. Well, we were talking about this golf course, Muirfield, that won't allow women in. And it's because, and there's this BBC guy, Peter Alice or something, who was saying like, well, if the women want to get in the golf club, why don't they just marry a member? And that made me pretty mad.
He said it in a more cocky manner though, didn't he?
Yeah, he was like,
if they want to get in, then they better get married or something like that, apparently.
But this is the thing, like I'm running an Adopt the White Man program at the minute.
Amazing.
Where they don't know. They don't know. And so I get what we have to gain is that they are going to be extinct soon. They're dying. So it doesn't really matter what they say.
That's true.
Now. Like, they're dead.
So it's like
we're
an
alive.
Old people's home, you know, going there and picking away. Yeah.
Okay. And yes, they're racist and they hate women, but they just, it's almost, our world has moved so quickly and got so progressive that it's like if you took someone from Mars and put them in our universe, they'd be like, why are these women boxing in the Olympics? Why can they vote? Why can they have bank accounts? Why are black people, like, they don't get it. Yeah. And they never will. They'll just die. And that's what I want.
I really want that too.
Once the old guard dies out,
then what will we do with all this power?
Put to rights, but it will be a lot different once this generation is naturally wiped out.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think their kids take on any?
No, because
I think
kids.
They'll be easier to challenge their kids, and there will be so many more people from these perceived minorities that would have infiltrated anyway. So the balance will kind of be there a bit more. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There'll be so many more different types of people in power, women, gays, blacks, Mexicans, Chinese, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It won't only be...
List them all.
A rich white
List
man
none
thing.
Or all of them.
And I think that's genuinely what scares white supremacists right now.
Cerebral palsy, blind dwarf. No, the white man is so scared. Yeah. And they don't get it when I say white man. When I call them white man, they're like, what do you mean? Because I'm a man. No, no, no. It's not because you're a man. It's not because you're white. It's because you're being white man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you expect.
Hysteria.
Shit, and that got cut out, what you said?
Oh, I think so. I didn't watch it. I don't watch it. I can look in a mirror.
Yeah, I say everything.
It's really embarrassing. I don't like to watch it. It makes me... Oh, look, kids playing ball. Kids still play ball.
Yeah, but do they always play ball outside your yard?
So right now, for anyone listening at home
they're
or in
genuinely
your car,
banging the ball off your front door.
Literally, there's kids outside. It's a really hot day to give you context. You might be listening to this in winter. I mean, I don't know when you're listening to this. And there are kids playing ball, having fun because it's hot outside. So now we've shot them.
Appreciate their existence.
We just used a silencer we just took them out. There's still one left. You can probably hear it.
Oh,
okay, she's
sweet.
Gone. Okay, cool, fine. Catherine had a really good aim on that shot, so I took her out.
I can't find
one.
Thank
you.
Too, somewhere.
No, I'm on the gin and juice.
Catherine's
vibe.
Going for the gin and juice.
Even though I was like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, you really would.
Because I have to go. I have to go to Jimmy Carr's house this evening, and sometimes a princess is there.
Oh, God.
At dinner, but he's so cool. Mm. He's so connected. Mm. And you never know who's going to turn up there.
So, yeah, so basically... You got cut from saying something that you really meant to say about white people.
Well, I don't know because, that's where the censorship happens with comedy. You can say anything you want, but you're not the commissioner. You don't control the edit. So some stuff doesn't get in and some stuff does, but most of my stuff does.
Good.
I don't know. Like I haven't watched it, but you can tell from the tweets what made it and what didn't.
When I met up with, really recently with Frankie Boyle, he was prepping for the...
When did you meet up with Frankie Boyle?
He was doing... So my brother, Tin and Duyeb, comedian, he was opening up for him for a bunch of shows. And
of course he was.
Yeah, and so I went down to meet Frankie and he was prepping for Have I Got News for You. And I mean, big up Frankie, he's going to come on this show in a few months.
I love him.
He's incredible, so funny. And
can I come back?
For the Frankie
can
one?
Can we all come back? We can sit
everyone's,
in the crowd and watch.
Everyone's going to do it. And he is just, he's amazing.
Such a fan of grime as well. Like
he is such a big fan.
So rap, especially rap.
Yeah. It's because there's a similarity, I think, and comedians have said this before. It's we both respect the economy of words. Yeah. That's what it is. And I think for comedians such as myself who grew up in like a really boring, like small Canadian town, what's my lineage to hip hop? Nothing. Like I've had some struggle as a single mom and an immigrant. Yeah, but not too bad. But it's the economy of words that we love. And Frankie's so good at that.
So good at it. He really loves grime.
So oh, I'm, I know. Can you please produce Frankie Boyle?
Oh my God.
Because he's thought about it and I think.
I know he has. I should.
I would love it so much.
That would be
incredible. Give him a rap record.
Yeah.
Shit, or grime record.
Put a little Akala on there.
Big off Akala. Whoa. You got the knowledge. I hope you're going to bring this up at Jimmy Carr's party or dinner.
He knows.
He knows.
Oh, amazing.
And so wait, who's so it's not a party, but it's going to be just a little shindig.
Yeah, he's been touring a lot in America, so.
What's the difference between a party and a shindig? Sorry to interrupt you.
A party is a shindig, isn't it?
I've never been to like an all out.
I'm sure shindig. The shindig is a not an all out, yeah. But a shindig is there might be some dancing.
Okay.
There's going to be some drinks. There's probably going to be some drugs.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But yeah. It's not I'd say one a shindig two, is on drugs. Average maybe between 30 to 50 people.
The joy of a shindig is you never know when it's going to turn into a party.
That's yeah.
So you're saying it begins a shindig.
Yeah.
It could well do. It could stay as a shindig, but it could develop into a party.
Uh-oh. Right.
Okay. So you start gathering
shindig
party.
That's it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So
I think shindig is on the same level as like a soiree.
Right. What's a knees up?
Oh, a knees up's all out, bro.
So a knees up is one above a party.
Yeah, if anything. Knees up's family involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's when it really gets messy.
You're actually celebrating something.
That's when it's like, you're not my real son. You know, that kind of stuff comes out. Yeah.
Do you have a big family?
Immediate family. I've got four sisters. And yeah, just...
Do you have any brothers? No.
No brothers, no.
Oh, you must be really nice to girls.
I get along with girls a lot. Yeah. I do get along with girls. I find I have a lot of... good friends that are girls.
Yeah. Four sisters. Perfect. Are you the oldest or the youngest?
Second oldest. So I've got one older and
not ideal. Would have been better if you were the youngest.
I kind of dodged a bullet with my sisters as well. Because Obviously being from Hackney and that and being in like such close-knit communities, sisters always went some way towards your reputation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And that is definitely a sexist like perspective. I'm not going to lie, but as
because you always
kid,
have
like,
to defend their honor in a weird chauvinist rubbish way.
So if your sister, for instance, got pregnant at like 15, 14 or something, people kind of talked and all that, and
so if, you had a responsibility in preventing that.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh.
I felt I did, didn't it?
So you were like slut. You'd be slut shamed by proxy. Oh wow, I didn't know that.
But it's right though. Basically. I remember the same thing at school. Like, obviously, I don't have a sister, but I remember people being like, "Oh yeah, I banged your sister."
That's what I was talking about this with a friend the other day.
Oh my God. Like,
it's and a it was thing. Always the worst insults in school were always based around female members of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was always that. It's such a macho thing, isn't it?
It's military because that's what they do when they go into an area. Soldiers will hurt the women. Mm-hmm. And thereby weaken the men, and then they'll take over the territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew, we're like monkeys, aren't we?
Still just sophisticated animals, man.
My sister's a mega slag, and you better not have touched her when you guys hung out.
She's engaged, isn't she?
She is engaged to the most amazing guy. He's excellent. A chef. God, I love a chef.
She was telling me about all the things that he cooks her.
I watched Chef.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite films.
I don't, listen, that's another film. You want to talk about logistics? You want to tell me Jon Favreau, who lives in a van, gets to fuck Scarlett Johansson and Sofia Vergara? No.
I don't understand it.
He's a charming guy, though.
Man. Oh.
You can tell he wrote that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm going to... All right, listen, guys.
This is it. And he was like, okay, so he walked into a studio and was like, so it's Scarlett Johansson and Sofia Vergara and me, and then like fill in the blanks, like whatever. And they were like cooking and he was like, fine, don't care. But I'm fucking both these women.
And I want Iron Man to be my boss. Okay? That's what I want.
But that's his... I feel like that's his payload. Like that's his payoff. You know what I mean? Mm. He's not been the hero in... any of the other films that he's directed. And then he makes Chef, which is all about him.
Swingers, you know, so he was kind of the anti-hero.
Yeah, but he's never been the guy, has he?
But why did he have to fuck them? Why couldn't he have...
I would have.
Helen Mirren.
That would have been G. That would have been G.
That's so, so, yeah, I would.
But how would you have written Helen Mirren into the... Who is
she's his ex-wife.
Yeah. Or he was his mum. Or he was in New Orleans getting the beignets and then she was in the queue on some kind of like... old lady's holiday, like a group tour.
But then that gets a bit sinister,
lovely,
though. That gets
a bit sure lady's holiday. Yeah, and she's, you know, going on a tour in on a bus.
Because there would have been a carer and everything.
In a group, no. In a group, you know, you like my parents go on these holidays. You know, where it's like mature. A package holiday.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then you know,
a
she's
guide,
there,
not a carer,
not a carer, just like a guide. You know, all prepaid for. She's going in the queue for some beignets.
Yeah.
He's in the van like, yo, I got the newest, illest beignets. And she's like, oh my God.
Word up.
What up, son? Yeah. I'm motherfucking Helen Mirren, bitch. And he's like, yo, I'm an otter. Let's do this.
He is an otter.
Would you say he's an otter? I'd say more John Favreau is a bear.
Think so?
Yeah.
On the cusp.
Okay, cool.
We'll agree.
Would you say? I think so.
I don't know.
I always think bears are like very hairy on motorcycles, like big.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because
bear.
You got. It's all about how hirsute you are, yeah?
Nah.
It's the two factors, isn't it? It's not just size.
So who's
or
a bear? Tell me
of...
who a bear is. I want to know.
Like Phil Jupitus, pre weight loss, would be a bear.
Yeah, okay.
But now he's like super fit, looks incredible.
So is he an otter now?
He's transformed into an otter, yes.
Are there many bears?
Beautiful butterfly, that's what he is.
In the gay community there are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean I don't know.
Celebrity
bears.
Brian Blessed.
Brian
Blessed.
Great shout.
Yeah, okay. Massive
Brian
shout.
Blessed.
Brian.
Possibly the bear. Like
the
us
bear.
A major.
Blessed.
Okay, cool. Brian Blessed.
Do you think you guys could produce a song about all the like different animals of the gay
yeah,
scene?
If I produce it, yeah.
I'd have to know
Michael Payne will rap
about
on
them.
It.
Like what they are. I know
we
there's
could do some research.
How many are there?
I only know about like puppy, pig, otter, and
sorry,
bear.
What? So what's a pig?
Yeah, and that's the one that that's
pig is what you don't want to be. Like if you're a pig, oh my God, you're going to go on Tinder and announce your address. Grindr, sorry. If you're a pig, you're gonna go on Grindr, you're gonna announce where you are, what flat number, and then you're gonna blindfold yourself and leave your door ajar and like random men are gonna come in and like piss in your mouth. That's what a pig is.
Wow.
It's bad.
Okay, cool.
It's really like they like I don't know what it is, but it's about humiliation. I don't get it. But it's
this,
a thing.
This kind of a friend of mine had a pay pig. Have
Uh-oh.
You heard of those?
No. Did Where? She piss in his mouth?
You know what? She didn't even have to meet him. The only thing that happened was
she. Oh, she would
I don't understand.
Humiliate him.
So there's yeah. heterosexual
yeah.
communities.
Yeah,
well.
That's right. So he would literally just go, he would message her going, can you tell me how worthless I am and I'll send you an Amazon gift voucher.
It's so disgusting. And you know what? Mm. They win either way because if you don't write them back, that's just as humiliating and they get off on it. And then I get that a lot.
Well.
I get that a lot because I'm like a woman with opinions. I do. Yeah. I talk so people think I'm mean and they'll be like, mistress, will you please retweet this photo of me shitting on my bedroom floor? For real. And I'm like, and I don't, of course, but I
Why
swear,
not?
I swear people send me, or they'll be like, oh, what Whoa. Were you doing at Radio One? And it'll be like a little link to a Vine and I'll
right.
be like,
okay.
What was I doing at Radio? So I click on it and it'll just be some guy like coming into his own face. This is what women get on Twitter
Whoa.
And they want you to
Whoa.
Share it and humiliate them.
Yeah.
And you don't, but even that is humiliating to them because you've rejected them.
So
by
what
not.
Do you do? Just like what
I
can
do nothing,
you do?
But I lose either way. Like they still
you've
get off
it
on it. Yeah.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't know, you've seen it.
They know that you've seen it. That's so sad.
But I mean, I'm pretty tough, so it's fine.
I hope one of the guys that's done it is listening to this podcast.
I really hope
no,
to.
No, he'll love it.
He would love like, that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he would absolutely love that.
I love that you're on his side.
Well, so will he send me stuff because I'm doing the podcast? Because I, you know what? There's a couple of things on Amazon I really want. And I'll, you know, like, via you, I'll happily, you know, say.
We're
she,
taking it.
Yeah,
there,
she's
yeah,
seen
same.
It. I know her. She's cool. Yeah, she's seen
oh
it.
My
Yo,
God.
Can I get one of those, like, water picks for your teeth that when, you know, they, like, water jets? They're really expensive on Amazon. I want one of those.
Ew.
At me videos. Michael Payne, MIKIWPANE. Hit me up.
You don't want to see PayPal deets. You don't want to see the things I've seen.
Well, I'll send my PayPal deets as soon as they hit me up.
And you know what? That is the perfect perfect time to have our piss break, which is the annual tradition of a piss break halfway through. Let's do that.
I don't need to pee.
That's what they all say, and then they all do it.
Cool. And we're back to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 4. And I'm the only one that took a piss break, and I feel a type of way about it, I'm not going to lie. Just mostly because every podcast I do, I warn my wonderful guests that they will need it. And every time they do. So I'm just looking at you both dead in the windows of your soul, and I'm telling you, you will at some point in
you
the
don't
next
know about
20
me
minutes.
And my kidneys.
I'm feeling super confident myself. It's because I've eaten.
I'm going to turn the fan off. Sorry, guys.
No, let me ask you about your hat. Why does it say UFO town?
Well, you know what? This is really a great timing that you said this. Hmm. A lot of people ask me that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you after we do the tradition, the thanks for trying to tradition of doing a shot as we come back. Yours is watered down. That's okay.
Which I will not participate in, yeah.
You don't have to do it, but you have to cheers us all the same.
Mm. Love a cheers.
Okay, cool. This is to you guys, to health.
Cheers.
Go health, look, wealth, look and happiness. Look each other in the eyes when you do it.
Happy, Sante, healthy, strong, smart, beautiful.
Kanpai. And you know what? I have to say big up to our sponsors of this show, which is Brokers London Gin, which is fucking delicious.
Love a gin.
Very interesting lid
it's
as
not
well.
Just for breakfast anymore.
Gin is no longer for breakfast.
With Brokers Gin, you can broker deals all day long. Drinking
gin. Stock exchange straight after necking a bottle of this.
I really like that they've got the little hat as well. So I love big it. Up yourselves.
It's a cute label.
It's fucking little hat on top
of
the gin.
A lot of thought into that.
So
explain your hat.
So my hat, UFO Town. You know, everywhere I go, people ask me, what is UFO Town? And I'm really glad today we have the founder of UFO Town, Justin, a.k.a. Michael
you
Payne.
Are?
This is clothing label. He's wearing
I thought you
UFO.
Were Michael Payne. Holy shit.
I'm a man of many hats.
Whoa.
Hey.
I don't get it. You'll have to
see
explain
what I did
it.
There.
I don't get it.
Basically, I'm quite a keen cyclist. I'm going to put this into as small a nutshell as possible. I'm quite a keen cyclist. So I founded a lifestyle brand called UFO Town, and it stands for Unlimited Freedom of the Ones with Nothing. And the letters that are bigger than the others spell Ufton, which is the road that I grew up on
as
like a child to a teenager. My parents still live on that road. I still live very close to it. And yeah, we sell streetwear and cycle wear. And that's as small a nutshell as I can put it in.
Do you have bells?
Not yet. But that is a venture that we...
Cycling's a big game. And it's pretty gangster.
It is. It's huge.
Because a lot of people die.
Mm.
Actually, your biggest single was
Dirty Rider,
Dirty
for real.
Rider on bikes what, in a video.
It's what got me into bed with a lovely brand called Charge Bikes, who subsequently sent me 2 free bikes, which is always good. So if I'm going to give anyone any
yet?
Trade secrets away, it's put brands in your song.
I've got some terrible news.
What's that?
JLS used to be called UFO.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't care though. Really and truly, because unidentified
okay.
flying objects used to be called UFOs.
Let me
well.
Tell you this. They never did anything with UFOs, so you're in the free and clear.
That's the thing.
And UFO Town is so brilliant. Unlimited freedom of the ones with nothing. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a sentiment that I hold dear.
Oh my God. I really want a nice bike for London, but I'm really afraid.
I've got the shittest bike in the world, and I cycle everywhere. I've had
it's
it for
the bike you should be scared of, though.
I've had four years of this bike. It's a really shit bike. Gets me everywhere. And the reason why I like it so much is because it's so shit, because no one wants to steal it. Mm. I've left it in like Shoreditch for a week. No one wants to fucking steal my bike.
Yeah, but if you had like a really good bike, then it would be effortless.
To
like,
steal? It'd be so easy to steal.
Thieves are becoming like absolute geniuses now. You know what they're doing? They've got, so you know outside a bar, you've got the metal like sort of loop thing.
They're putting the tape on it.
They're cutting them. They're cutting them already, then putting tape around it. You understand? So then you chain your bike to it, but it's not secure at all because all they do is take the tape off and it's like pull the thing back and then your bike's gone.
I feel like UFO Town could be the leader in bicycle safety in London.
It could.
Like, what's a way that you could, if we all like got our heads out of creating apps and we started thinking about how to secure London bicycles, there's surely a way. Isn't there? What?
I just thought that that's what we should be doing.
Don't you laugh at my passion?
No,
right in its face.
I am laughing at your passion. It's right sweet. Dead in its face.
Well, let's stop having bikes stolen. Can we microchip them like dogs?
Yeah, or like babies.
You can get your bike microchipped. You can get anything microchipped.
Bikes or we should cover them in spikes and poison. And that way...
Spikesicles.
I think that's what we should do. And anyone that tries to touch our bike, including ourselves, can die immediately.
Yeah. Make it like a South African sports car.
Yeah. How about
flame throwers in the bottom bracket.
Or like Kit. There you go. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nod my owner. Yeah, done. Cool. That's what he sounded like, right? Yeah. Like Stephen Hawking's.
Yeah, if all bikes were robotic, I think that would be the only answer.
Well, it will be, won't
it? If bikes were like iPhones, give it 20 years. There'll be an iBike.
Bike phone.
There should. There's no
bike
reason.
Bike phone.
There's
could
no
you,
reason.
Could you just have an iBike?
No, wait, guys. Give me 10 minutes. I got it.
Bike phone. There's no reason why they can't implement that technology and use your fingerprint to unlock your bike.
I don't think or just have a really shit bike like mine that no one wants to steal.
That is the ultimate security measure.
All right.
Do you know what? You guys are probably thinking, I wish I'd had that piss right now. I'm just saying.
Not yet, you know.
I'm just saying.
But I know why you keep reminding us of it.
Because I want to win.
I've got a lot of people on Twitter who would like me to piss in their mouth.
That's true.
And so.
And I don't have enough people on Twitter if you want to. So what I really wanted to ask you...
Amazing. That was going to go somewhere that you just didn't want to hit.
So what I wanted to ask you is I did want to talk to you about Hooters because I did speak to your sister about this and I didn't know about until you said it earlier that you worked
for Hooters
as well. And like, because I was talking to her and she goes, yeah, I worked for Hooters and then I did this and this and this. And I was like, whoa, I've only been into one Hooters in my life in... at Comic-Con at San Diego.
Oh, cool. That's a good one.
And yeah, and I just went in there and they were... Everyone was dressed like superheroes, which was pretty fucking cool anyway.
Oh, they had like a fancy dress day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so usually Hooters is, and I was a corporate trainer for Hooters because every Hooters that you go into across the world is meant to be like the same experience. Mm. Shanghai, San Diego, Canada, anywhere. So it was founded in Florida in 1983 by these six businessmen. And one of them had a secretary who would run like for exercise on her lunch break in a white vest and like orange shorts and trainers.
No bra.
And they were... Bra. You don't run without a bra. Come on. If you were a bear, you would know better. and they were like, oh, that's a really sexy look, but it's not like hoochie. Right. And they wanted to have a restaurant that was like beer and wings and sports on TV and just a lovely kind of cheerleader waitress. That's what it is. I always thought Hooters was satirical because girls in all bars dress like pretty provocatively and they're there to be nice to you and bring you bottles and drinks, whatever.
And it's just more in your face.
Kind but of like, Hooters, I thought it was funny. Yeah. It's a beautiful owl sanctuary that I thought was pretty hilarious. And then I started working there.
Beautiful owl sanctuary.
Yeah, brilliant.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Can that be my my icon name rather than an otter and
owl sanctuary.
I want to be an owl.
Invite chicks with big titties back to the owl sanctuary. Why not?
Perfect.
No, and like I was young, I had like no boobs. I had boy nipple when I was 18 years old. Boy nipple, you know what that looks like.
It's devastating.
Like nothing, and I worked there. But it's not about tits. It's kind of about being this Britney Spears circa 2001 sexy by accident. Like, oh, welcome. Like, just nice. And we had families and women come in. It was like, it was not a strip club in any way. I think in this country, people are not sure what it is.
It's the word association. Hooters means
breasts.
And also
films. That's the only...
It does, but it's cheeky. It's a bit like, oh, Hooters. But it's a family restaurant. And
so it's like Carry On.
Yeah, no, I loved working there and I met incredible women and my sister worked there with me for a little while. And I opened the first Hooters in Nottingham. Sorry, Nottingham.
Fair
and
is that the only one in England?
Yeah, it
Whoa.
Is.
Whoa. Yeah, no, sorry. I was going to say there's one in Cardiff, but that's obviously not in
England. It closed down in Bristol as well. They both closed down.
Way.
Mumsnet shut that shit
Mumsnet.
Right down.
Indeed.
And do you know what's funny? I'm 32 now. So this was, it's amazing how if you look back, so it was like, 15 years ago, there are pictures of me in a bikini on the wall in the Nottingham Hooters, and no one has ever stepped to me about that. No one's ever been like, is this you? They just don't even know that it's me because it was that long ago. I was Miss Hooters Toronto.
Whoa.
I know. And And it, because I was good at math and waitressing and customer service. Mm-hmm. And I, like, it's, I don't know. I loved working there.
Whoa. Yeah. I need to go. I need to actually go.
Have you been? I went to one in
San Diego, but I don't know. I was too busy trying to be really British to talk to the waitresses.
But that's when that's the biggest excuse to talk to the waitresses.
Yeah, no, that was it. That's why.
We hate you. We hate British people.
Oh, right.
We will tip, like.
That's why.
Rock paper scissors not to take your table, this fucking British guy's flirting with me, but he won't tip me anything.
I reckon American girls have cottoned on, American and Canadian girls have cottoned on to British guys.
Oh yeah,
because.
We hate you like poison.
We're very, very vocal about
that's
the fact
what most women say to me, so it's totally normal.
You need to like change the representation of British men. You need to like go to North America and tip.
I tip very well now I know it's a. I know people expect it.
But British is really sexy. It's like this very. It's the Beatles mania all over again. So you should go out there as much as you can and use your accent to get like
laid.
All the owls that you can manage. And
I told you about when I got mugged off by the mayor of Chicago.
Oh, that you went to Chicago a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
I got mugged off by Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. He told me that he was very good friends with Tony Blair. I insinuated that didn't make me happy, and then he was like really condescending towards me and like literally just curtailed the interview before it had even started.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What was the interview for?
It was for the NFL. It was basically, I was like...
You like NFL?
I do now. I do now. This is what it is, right? I was very ignorant and cynical towards American football.
Oh my God.
Up until maybe about 3 months ago, I got sent over to Chicago to make a documentary from the perspective of a British guy that is cynical towards American football, which is exactly what I was. And I did become somewhat converted. I wouldn't say that I'm a fanatic or anything. It was for NFL and New Era.
Oh my gosh, cool. Mm.
So, yeah, part and parcel of that was speaking to the mayor of Chicago, and I can confirm that he's a prick.
All right, listen to this.
If he's mates with Tony Blair, then obviously he's a fucking cunt.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. So I went to the Playboy Mansion, like just as you do back in the day. I went there. I was a woman, and so
you they were let a woman. Me in.
Yeah,
what
I
happened?
Mean, now I'm not. Now I'm like mom, so I would not be allowed anywhere near the grounds. But I was young and I was dumb, and I went to the Playboy Mansion, and we went with these guys who played for the.
Right.
And this one guy was so nice to us, and he taught me a lot about like health and about how. He didn't believe in eating shellfish because like they're all about health in the NFL, whatever. He was so cool. And he was also fucking my friend who was like this white woman with an amazing ass. You wouldn't believe this ass. I'll show you a picture of it in a minute.
I believe white woman ass.
No,
No, seriously.
So, and now I'm going to show you a picture of a beautiful white ass.
Okay. So right now for podcast listeners in your car,
we'll describe it to the best of our ability.
Okay. We're going to try and describe
it. It's like an onion.
I'll tell you if I've seen a better one.
Cause it's round and it's going to make you cry.
Okay. So we're going
you've never seen an ass this nice. Wait, come on.
I guarantee I can show you one straight away.
Show me. Let's have an ass off on our phones.
Totally have an ass off.
I will kill you in this ass off.
So?
Yeah, I know
really
it.
Actually think so?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
It's really tense right now. It's a really tense moment. Everyone's looking on their phones to try and find a better ass on a white
I've
girl.
Never seen an ass this nice.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the best pic of it. Let me show you.
She's
no, but it's great.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
no.
Oh, it's all right. It's good. It's very nice. It's very round.
You know what? I'm leaving
Chelsea?
You two. Chelsea's looking at
it. It's very round.
Why do you like a big ass?
I have no idea. I can't even explain that one.
It's just because it's fertility, isn't it?
I think it is. It's the childbearing hips. It's
caveman style.
Yeah, a voluptuous woman is a lot sexier than... If I tot it up, the amount I've cracked one off... Serena Williams would 100% be...
Good for you. Thank you so much. And do you think that she was fucking Drake?
I don't care who she's fucking.
No, but do you think that...
I don't think about who she's fucking.
I have to think about it.
I just think she's sexy.
I have to think about who she's fucking, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
This is why it matters who's Serena Williams.
Yeah, but I don't care. Pamela Anderson in her prime. Come on now.
Stop it.
Pamela Anderson in her prime still had no bum. And
exactly.
I'm a bum man.
No. This is why it matters who Serena Williams is fucking, because she is not the archetype of what is sexy for a subservient, like, little waif woman. Women and men all over the world shame her her for how amazingly athletic her body is. Yeah, she does beautiful. These spreads and people are like, she looks like a man. Does your husband look like that in a dress? No. So then when Drake was photographed,
Common's
like,
been with her.
Exactly. So you understand. It matters. She's been
a good looking dude. So.
And it makes it that type of beauty very mainstream. Mm. And that's why people talk about it. And that's why it's important. And I want to talk about
it. I agree.
Because yes, I agree. That's totally sexy. And you think that it's sexy. And I think that it's sexy. Drake, obviously. Mm-hmm. Common's really sexy.
I like him because he's bald. So he represents for all of us bald folks.
He reminds me of Solange's husband.
Common's a G. I remember meeting him. I won a competition to meet him that made it
what was the all competition? The more special.
I had to rap on radio.
What station?
One Extra.
Cool.
Big up One Extra. And I swore in the first round, so I got disqualified. Shit. And I rang up the same evening under a different name.
Won again.
Was this Smythe days or Michael Payne days?
Smythe days, yeah. Okay. So I used my rap name and then used my like my given name. I just went, my name's Justin. Just started rapping, don't even have a real like rap name
Justin.
Yet. Smacked it. And then they were like, yeah, you won. Sent a car for me and all that. Like, I proper felt, I think this was the first proper competition I ever won as well. Yeah. And it was, it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had to be.
What was he like?
Amazing. Like, he I remember, seems the, you know, cool. the one, he you know, the one nice. Thing I take away from Common? He went, don't think just because you're a conscious MC, you don't have to appreciate and talk about your appreciation of sex and the female form. Don't think that you have to be like, oh my God, we can't talk about women and sex. You can, but just be respectful, innit? Do you know what I mean?
But that's what he said in Questions. Do you remember Questions? Jay Dilla beat Mos Def on that song. And he says, just because I'm conscious, it doesn't mean I'm sexual. Like, I can't be sexual.
Yeah, you know? 100%. I think it's just about being respectful.
Of course.
It's like, well, going back to what you were saying about this autistic kid having the conversation. Mm. You don't have to fucking listen to the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it would be... Like, just because if you ignore like a subject because some people have tarnished it, then I feel you're not just as bad, but you are making it really awkward and not. Conscious MCs can talk about sex, and if you want to leave an autistic conversation, you can. It's basically the punchline.
I just wanted to buy my lettuce and my avocados in peace.
That's it, fam.
You know what I mean?
You had somewhere to be as well.
You know what I mean?
If you never had anywhere to be, cool, listen to a conversation. But I'm not going to be late for work because I felt I ought to listen to a conversation.
I'd already wasted a good 10 minutes squeezing the avocados trying to make sure that they were ripe enough. You know what I mean? And not too ripe.
Checking that they're fair trade as well, mate. Checking that they're fair trade as well.
I didn't even go that deep. I was just there squeezing them, you know what I mean?
That's what makes you a cunt.
Well, yeah. Because I was trying to... But I've been that since day, yeah.
He steals them from farmers. You don't even pay for
it. You know what I mean? I go to avocado farms, bruv, and I steal those avocados.
Nature's butter, that's mine. Guys, I got like drunk on this podcast when I said I wasn't going to drink at your house.
Well, this
free
is,
drinks, man. This is, like, it's fine. It's Jimmy totally Carr fine.
I'm not going to offer you drinks.
Yes, but I have things to do tomorrow. I'm that's going totally to the cool. Glamour Women of the Year Awards.
Are you nominated?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. You want me to big up your podcast?
Yeah.
Please do.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't even know why I'm asking. It's not even my
podcast. Do you want to come? It would be so cool for my rep if you were my boyfriend and you came and they'd be like, oh my gosh, I once she's went, not gay.
I went... I once went onto the red carpet at the Ivan Novello's and Jerry Halliwell pretended I was her boyfriend.
Wow.
I had pictures.
I've seen the
photographic
pictures.
Evidence. Yeah, you've seen them.
I've seen them. Yeah.
See, look, she's totally nuts. I'm not.
She is totally nuts.
She's batshit crazy, but I'm cool.
She said we were getting married.
Oh, whoa. God. Watch
I
out.
I picked her up on that. I touched the Spice Girl's bum.
Whoa. Nice. That's I think like, if you're going to have a Spice Girl, the Mels are cool.
You think so?
Only one of them.
No, they're both cool. What information do you have that would suggest one of the Mels is not cool? Because I will challenge it.
C for the songwriter and the genius, but B for the fucking, like, the spice in the relationship without, you know, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Like, I laughed. It wasn't a real laugh. I just laughed because, you know, I should.
She's cool. Like, she's fine and she's a good mom and she's normal. I think that a lot of people in this business, like, lose normal and you can't chat to them anymore. And I think that's what's happened. I don't know Jerry Halliwell, but I look at her and I think, yee. Mm. Whereas the Mels are so cool.
Mm, absolutely.
Like down to earth, real women.
They
really
were the
cool.
two coolest, yeah, true, actually.
True.
Always.
Really, but Jerry, though, I mean, you know.
Jerry's, I wanted to be Jerry because I'm like slightly ginger.
Jerry was the one I fancied second most. It went Mel B, then Jerry, then Baby Spice, then Sporty Spice. No, sorry, then Posh Spice, then Sporty Spice.
Ooh, what was that your was order?
Jerry was top. This is something I may or may not keep in the podcast, but my first
keep
ever
it. Well,
wank
fuck you. Keep
was
it.
To
keep
Jerry.
Even your if you don't keep it, I'm going to keep ever. Referring to it, so you have to keep it in.
Sure, fine, I'll keep it in.
Your first ever wank, how old were you?
Like 10 or 11.
What happens with boys and cum? Like, what?
Oh, it's weird. I mean, imagine it. It's weird. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
Do you
happening?
Wank?
I don't remember.
How
that.
Do you know to wank?
You yeah, don't. For you real. Don't.
I think you dry hump the bed first before you realise that it's more convenient to just use your
yeah,
hand.
Maybe.
Or maybe you watch porn. Do you reckon porn pre?
But this was we didn't have porn though.
32.
Yeah, we didn't really have. We didn't have porn.
We didn't really have easily accessible porn.
I think I may have had my first wank to live TV. Remember, you got the
live
preview.
Okay, well,
that might have been my first.
Well, you know about live TV, bruv. You know
too
nothing
much,
though.
Too much. Too I know that if you change the channel on cable, you had to change it twice.
Yeah, because
so the sister or mum came in,
the
and pressed last.
Yeah,
it wouldn't go back to live TV.
Oh,
nope.
If your four sisters or mom came in, mm-hmm. you had to watch your back.
Yeah. Big time, big time.
Because I don't know about little boys. With girls, like nothing comes out. I remember just being young and being Catholic as well and wow, being like, same. Oh, I can't think about things because that's evil and I'll go to hell if I think about anything. So if I just don't think about anything and I kind of like, that's legal with God, I'll be fine. It was this weird.
It's mad. That never
shame.
Touched me, you know?
Oh,
that
God.
Aspect of religion, it never touched me. The sex part, I was like, fuck all that. I'm not listening to none of that.
Yeah.
I'll take the murder bits.
Yeah.
I'll take like the thou shalt not steal. All the fornication stuff, can't hear you, mate.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was never ever scared to fornicate wow. when I was a kid.
I think I would be very inconvenienced by cum.
Right. Do women like cum?
Yeah.
Right, like I'm going to ask that to...
You can ask me that.
No, because we have another...
Chelsea is...
The audience is two.
Chelsea
made up of one producer.
Is a lady, and she
Chelsea's
may not.
A lady.
Okay.
You see, she only... She was shy, and then she was
she
like,
was,
well,
yeah.
I feel safe.
So
we
official,
do
my mate
like
Chelsea,
it.
The audience member who's been an audience member since episode one, officially
no
likes
way.
It. Yeah, she's been here. She's
fair
seen
play.
It. She's always here.
Ride or die.
Wow.
Much love to Chelsea.
That's good. That's good to know.
Well, because
I mean,
talk
I don't
about,
really give anyone a choice.
You talk
so
about
that's good.
Animal things and bums and things. It's another animal thing. I think all of us want to get each other pregnant, even if
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
And territory as well.
Yeah.
That's what that is all about.
Territory and
facials, that. All of that shit is about territory.
Mm. Yeah.
Big time.
Say facials.
Facials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's territory. Annoying. That's so annoying.
And yet wonderful. And that's, but it's territory.
Fuck you guys for that.
ending on the beautiful note. Thank you so much to the special guests of Thanks for Trying Podcast episode 4, Catherine Ryan and Michael Payne.
Appreciate it.
Yay.
You have just been listening to the Thanks for Trying Podcast episode 4, hosted by myself, The Last Skeptic, starring very special guests Catherine Ryan and Michael Payne. Thank you very much to my guests. Big shout out to Seb White for producing the show, and big thank you to Broker's Gin for supplying the booze. The Thanks for Trying Podcast will return next month, and also do not forget to check out Michael Payne's new EP, Let Him See It, produced entirely by me, so go check that out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.